What's up, y'all? This your girl, Billion Dollar Baby.
And it's your girl, Neela the Brave, on Let's Get Into It.
Yes. So we are coming at you with some, you know, new, even though it's really not new, because we are understanding times are changing. This is some news that has become more frequent than not. And I think the real thesis of today's topics are going to be about the new generation of kids that are growing up today, where we have like pretty much the kids like born like maybe the 2000s. So they're now teens. The teenagers of today's age, like, what are we doing?
Gen Z or something? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm never good with like the labels for each generation.
Yeah, no, I mean,
that. I don't even know which one are we. Like,
we're millennials. Babies?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So they're Gen Zs. Okay, mm-hmm. So pretty much, I'm gonna get into the first clip, which is a Rocky Mount high school substitute teacher that got into a fight over a phone, which this is all over the place, even on the news. And we know like there's been a lot of controversy about teachers fighting with students, and you see a lot of the teachers like really getting like they're like getting it in as far as the reprimanding or the discipline, that consequence for them versus the child, where that child is like, yeah, they're the minor, but at the end of the day, they are doing things that provokes the teacher to have to defend themselves. And they got to remember too, like, these teachers are the millennials. So like, these are not the old, the teachers that we grew up on that was born in the 50s or 60s or whatever. Right. These are teachers that were born
our age for real.
Exactly. Yeah. And this particular teacher in this video, she looks like she's about our age, mm-hmm. in that 30s range. And so yeah. I'm going to just play the clip. It's kind of loud. Here we go. If it wants to play.
Oh, my
God. So the clip is pretty short, just because, I mean, it's just like
it just happened so quick.
The fight, yeah. Like, I mean, they recorded it once, I guess, the girl wanted to go and retrieve her phone back. It pretty much started as the girl walking over to... Are you hearing it?
Mm-hmm.
It's static? Hold on.
We're good.
Better?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. So it pretty much started, the video started where the girl's already at the teacher's desk and she's like, you're about to give me my phone. Like, you're about to hand it over. And so that's where, you know, you can see like it's already heated. So pretty much, you know, I guess the teacher was confiscating her phone because she's not supposed to be using it in
like
school.
They used to do.
Yeah. And the little girl was like, you know, you don't make a rule that applies to all the students. And she felt like, no, I'm just going to get my phone back. But this is where it went wrong, because this little girl approached her behind the desk. She approached the teacher and she swung on her. Like, she was actually being aggressive, way more aggressive than the teacher. And so the question is, like, how far does it have to get for the teacher to get a pass for defending themselves?
Mm.
You know, like, we put a lot of, like, you know, restraint on the teacher and make it seem right. Like the teachers have to have this self-control. Like, right. They just have to deal with anything. Like everything.
Shit.
Yeah. And it's like, how far does it have to go? Like, does she have to like get her ass beat?
Right. Like, how are the teachers protected? You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, exactly. Like what you're saying. And then, like, they have to deal with the mass shootings and being afraid of that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then not pushing someone so far because they could be also a target for those mass shootings. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And I mean, and violence, it's kind of almost the same kind of violence, mass shooting, all that stuff. Like, they deal with a lot of stuff.
Exactly. So
like, I know, like, back in the day, of course, like, you know, you may have had those bad kids, but it just seems like it's a thing. Like,
right.
Like she really went off, the cussing and all that. I wouldn't know what to do if I saw that in the class. I'd be like, oh my heavens, give me my shit back.
Yeah,
she is tripping, and that was always the thing. Like, I don't know if you remember, but like when phones started being a thing, they'd be like, "That's it," because they give you many warnings, and I'm sure she was warned. All right, the one state, like, we already know there's a policy. There's a no phone policy, so it's like it is kind of stupid for you to just, but you know, kids try. It is what it, you know, you know, try to be sneaky, try to go under the desk. I get it, whatever. You know, your kids, they try it, but then when they single you out, and that teacher's like, "Hey, you." Like, give me your phone. Because after that point, when they do the give me your phone, usually, just when I've observed, they've given you more than enough chances for
me. Yeah.
They really did. So for you to act like an a-hole, like, I get it. Kids are kids. They're not fully developed. Their frontal lobe. I get it. But
it's even just, at that age, I mean, they're like in high school.
Like, I mean, I get it. I mean, apparently it's still not fully all the way, but that's still not an excuse. Yeah. It's just that, like, come on, like, it's almost like authority, respecting all that stuff just isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah. You know? And I think that these types of behaviors are taught at home. It has to be, or it's taught somewhere, because there's no way I would have never, like, I was raised way better. I would never, ever, if the teacher just took it, I would just have to deal with that shit. Like, I can't go to her and be like, nah, you're gonna have to run me my shit. You're gonna have to give me my phone.
Yeah,
like what do you mean? Like, you're gonna have to give me my phone. And then, like, to be like reaching, trying to grab it. And then when the teacher is like moving the thing, the phone around, you know, trying to make sure she doesn't get
it.
That's when the girl is like getting agitated, and then she's like swings. So
that's wild.
That behavior, I would never.
And we'll include the link as well, so you guys can refer back to it. But yeah, sorry,
it's like, interject. How like I said, it has to be taught somewhere, because the kid thinks that's okay to go ahead and just swing on a teacher.
And totally,
there's no respect. Disrespect.
Yeah, and that's a scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to bring, you know, race into it, especially as for our Black youth. Mm-hmm. If we have Black youth that doesn't, we already have, you know, the issues with the, you know, some cops. Disclaimer, I'm not saying all cops, guys. I'm just saying, we know the stories. We've seen it. So I'm just saying, it's like we have that issue. And it's like, if you have like a generation, or, you know, I mean, it's not all, I you know, I'll be fair, but it does seem like this generation seems to be less respectful, but whatever. it's like, if you have a generation or all these, like, these kids that feel like it's okay not to respect authority, that's not good. Because that's just not, that's not only our teachers, that's even shit. That's cops. And imagine how bad that situation can get. Like, oh gosh, you know what I'm saying? Like, shoot, parents, older people, you know, like, it just seems like you're seeing kids cuss in front of adults. And it's like, at one point you didn't want to, you know, kids didn't want to do stuff like that. Like, you know, like, there's just no respect.
Yeah. Even to this day, I don't swear in front of my mom. If I slip up, I'll be like, oh, shoot. I mean, you know, I mean, like, I correct myself. So I don't know.
Right.
I think there is like a lack of, like, where you have that, what they you know, call the home training, you know, that lack of, like, I was trained at home to act a certain way in public.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that that's a reflection of what was taught in the house. So if you're willing to just go and swing on somebody that's of authority to you, as a minor, you know, it's not even like you still keep respect after you turn 18 as an adult.
You're right.
You know,
but
even as a minor, like, you should definitely not try it. And so, yeah, I think, I don't know.
I don't think they'll hold doors for older people anymore. Like, you know, I just feel like those things.
Yeah.
I see that a lot. You'll be out and about, and I'll just wait to see, you know, if there's a handicapped individual or an older person. Come on, you should never want an older man or older lady, they got a cane, just to open up the door. And of course, I, you know, before they get to it, I get there, but I'm looking around astounded, like, wow, none of you really
nobody else gonna help?
the need to open up the door for that man. Like, y'all, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, wow.
It's
you know, different. It's just common sense. Someone's having some issues. And it seems like that's another thing that's circulating in our society. It's like we're losing the urge to want to help one another, that sense of community.
Mm-hmm. But you have so many communities that have been like, I mean, it's kind of been like a thing where it's naturally like a separation, you know?
Mm.
Like people within the community already just do their own thing, you know, they don't, it's like a unknown, like, or not even unknown, but it's like, it's a known rule that it's unspoken, you know, where
yes,
you don't really discuss things, or you don't really, you know, even
deal with certain things,
you don't address, yeah, like right. You wouldn't address, like if you see somebody getting jumped or something like that, like you're probably not going to help just because you don't want to be involved either. It because of the way that the community has progressed, especially with Black people, it's like we know we can't do too much. It's like,
well, see, because people will take it from 0 to 100 too. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's like people be acting up, and it's like, let's say you do break up something, you know, you open up your big mouth, and it's
now
like,
you're a target.
Now they gonna shoot you, you know, like a lot of people are strapped now. And I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's just like this like natural separation within the community that's already happened. So then boom, like now, like nobody's gonna feel like compelled to be like, oh, let me step out there and help. Like it's those one-off situations where you got the people that, you know, it's like, okay, like us that just believe in those morals and, you know, having, you know, like that upbringing of like, let's take care of each other type thing. And so you have those one-off situations, but typically I just don't see the community or even like us as Black people really working together anymore. And it's just like, it's sad to see. And in this type of situation where, you know, you have teachers, especially Black teachers, we don't have a lot of Black teachers, but like, I think more now it's been like our generation has been fighting for that. Now I have like friends that I went to high school with that are now teachers.
Yeah.
And they even talk about the fact they would never teach high school students. They want to teach them at a young age because that's where they have to start, because these kids are coming out like off the rocket. Yeah, so it's like, you know, yeah. So like they're trying to, you know, come in at a pivotal time in the kids' age where they can be an influence. And so to think like, okay, the teachers barely get paid enough, then they're trying so hard to, you know, at least make an impact to be able to step into a high school and teach, you know, at that rate, like, you know, the kids are either set in their ways or they think they the shit, you know, it just like, it's already going to be hard. And imagine living in this day and age where you know how they rock, you know how they have less respect, but you still want to do something. And it's kind of like, okay, I still need to make a living, you know?
Right.
So these kids are a different breed. To say. And I'm sorry to say, you know, I'm not just like trying to say like animals or nothing like that, but very, very different from what I'm, and then it makes you wonder, like, okay, damn, like, I mean, if they're like this now, like, how the new kids come in? My kids.
Yo.
I gotta make sure, like, don't even try it. Like, you will understand the real roots of old-fashioned discipline.
I feel and, you, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's
necessary. Like, I mean,
yeah,
I do have my disagreements with some things, but I really do like how our generation, for the most part, I'm not saying all of us, but for the most part, we got that respect lesson.
Right.
You know, as far as authority, you know what I mean? Like, we know that we're supposed to be all right. You know what I mean? Like, our bosses, because that's going to be a thing too.
Yeah.
You know, like when they get in the workforce, how the heck is that going to be? You know what I mean? Because then these are people like, you can't tell them nothing. And no, you're not going to be successful. But
you know what? The sad part about that part is I think that with this generation, they're, because money is so promoted, especially with music and social media, that, so they probably will be okay with dialing it down, being respectful enough to manage through that type of setting.
Because it's money motivated.
Right. School, they're like, I don't need this shit.
True.
You know? Because honestly, I I've seen it, you know, like, and it's messed up that we're even in that type of phase of like where they're more motivated to be respectful if it comes with the price. like you can't even just be like that morally. You can't just be a nice person. Right, like, oh, you're gonna pay me, so I'm gonna play the part.
So I'll do whatever. I don't give a damn. That is true. I will say with the that general, they're really like, because I've been talking to like some people that are like 23, you know, younger, that a part of that generation, they're more on the older spectrum of it, but they're so money minded. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like, I wish I thought like that, but they're the ones that are very entrepreneurial and it's very interesting. Right. I gotta give them, but they have so many amazing resources too. Like, I'm not gonna lie, if I had the resource, shoot, even something as simple as like stocks, I wouldn't even known how to get into that, you know, like when I was in high school. But are you kidding? If I would have had Robin Hood, if I had Robin Hood back then.
And I think it's, like I said, it's like the exposure, you know, they grew up in a way, like we grew up with, you know, we started off seeing the evolution of the cell phones and the technology and the social media and all that. We went through that phase. Mm-hmm. They kind of just like, boom, they grew up and it was there.
Then that's it.
So, you know, it's like they take advantage of it a little bit more and they have like a, I don't know.
Kind of a lot of resources. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it was definitely an advantage, but.
But I like our generation because we have that. We have something that all the other generations really don't have.
Right.
Because we knew how it was before all this crazy social media, all that. So we got to really enjoy our childhoods. You know what I mean? Like we got to go outside and actually enjoy it and not be in our phones. So we like, we know how it is when it to be, to actually interact with people without, like now when people are uncomfortable, like on a date or just around people, the first thing they do is grab their phone. You know what I mean? And it's just like, really? You know, but we know how it is to have before the technology and now having it.
Exactly.
Only generation to be like that. It's great. It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a great. It's a gift.
But I mean, I'm anxious to see like where the world goes from here. Cause it's, I mean, I feel like we're floating into so much of a progression is fast. It's happening so quick that like, it's like, I can't keep up. It's a lot of stuff that's going on and I try, you know, but I'm still in that phase of like being a little old fashioned. It's certain things that I, you don't have to play into the new ways of life, but some things I, you know, like me personally, I'd rather my kids run and play. Honestly, I was even thinking about, like, both of my kids have their own rooms and they have TVs. And I'm like, why did I put TVs in their room? Like they already got used to it and everything. And it's like, no, like I'm going to take the TVs out, you know, I need to slow transition with that. But on the other hand, I feel like that
they got used to it.
Yeah. But at this young age, they can get out of it too.
You're right.
So, you know, it's possible, but it's like that exposure immediately changes them mentally, you know, so like where it's like so much stimulation at an early age, that plays a part in the way that they react, like sensory issues, you know,
for real,
things like that. You see these kids now that just act even like the teen, you know, that's fighting, ready to fight, and that like the things that they might have seen so early on from that exposure, that, you know, it plays, everything just plays a part. And so, you know, I'm so mindful of what they watch because I don't want them to see, you know, especially with the YouTube videos and all that, treat like little things, stupid videos, nonsense. It's just like,
because I mean, there's even bad stuff too. Like people are filming people die. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It's madness.
Or playing the video games and you see them shooting and everything. And so then it creates this thing in the mind where that seems okay.
Right.
And so, that's that exposure that I'm like, nah, I think I'm going to take it away and create a little bit more of like an innocence, or like continue the innocence because they still have it, but just continue the innocence without the exposure.
Right.
Because yeah, there's just too much out there. And I don't want them to be like wrongfully influenced or, you know, I just don't want my kids to go through that. So
it,
I think that's
what you're saying. It makes sense because they say this Gen Z, apparently they're going through, like, apparently they have higher suicide rates. Like, you know, they're just a little bit, I don't want to say softer because it's going to sound like they're wimps, but in a sense, like, they kind of react a little bit more emotionally to certain things.
Yeah.
And it makes, as we saw, so it's like, it makes sense in a sense, because you got to think, these kids having phones, like, it's bad. Like, all right, when we were teens, okay, we may have had porn. Once, like, computers were introduced and stuff, okay. But I'm not, like, they literally have everything.
It's, like, accessible. Yeah, it's straight.
That's a lot. And it's, like, they're understanding how the world is before they even should. You get what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, that's a lot for a kid. So they're going to probably end up developing more pessimistic views. I couldn't even imagine being a teenager and always opening up my dang on social media and seeing that there was another school shooting. What?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want to go to school. So now school doesn't even seem like an enjoyable place.
Because
I don't know if somebody, once I go to the bathroom, gee, am I going to be stuck in here?
And that's, it's just so, oh my gosh. And like,
but they go through a lot. I gotta give it to them, but I don't know.
I wonder sometimes, I'm like, damn, like, what did I do? What did I set myself up for having kids in this type of, in this day and age? I mean, you can't really control, like, how the world moves.
Kids are beautiful, but it's just like, damn.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, it's like bittersweet. Like, oh God, you gotta really, and that's the thing. So then knowing where everything is going, you have to be like a monumental. You have to play your position correctly, even as a parent. You have to.
Right.
Because you know there's so many, you can do everything you can in the house, but as soon as they step out that door, now they're exposed. You have to do so much. And imagine how it was for our parents to try to keep us sheltered and, you know, not exposed to so many things. But then now us have to think, they can easily see something.
That's what I'm saying. It's even more easier. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's like there's so many like outside factors that can just be like, it's like, you, and then it's like crazy because you could sit here and give them all these values and it's like that one friend, that peer group, or shoot, online now, or the TV. Like, it's like, it's so many things that are fighting against it, and that's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, I do want to get into another topic, and it's another disturbing group of teenagers that are going crazy. So this one is a white woman that was brutally attacked in Chicago in a doorway over the weekend while, you know, teenagers they say that they were being hostile, taking over the city. I don't know. They just like went to people's houses and like attacking everybody. But there's this clip and it's, you know, it's kind of noisy. They're just like all there ready to like beat up on this lady. So I'm going to play it. And so it's really just a whole lot of screaming. But we'll you know,
we're gonna
you guys can see it's a group, literally a lady is standing at her doorway, getting ready to go inside. Looks like it's like an apartment, you know, one of them in the city apartments where you have the door, boom, and you go through, and it's, you know, in the apartments all inside of the building. So she's getting ready to go in, and it's like, I mean, it's not just like a group, like you could consider like a group, maybe like 6-7 people. No, this is like a lot of them, like least like 30. Yes, it's like a lot of kids.
It's and like a mob. What the heck?
Yes, and they're just like beating on her.
What?
So, you know, I go to the comments.
a billion's so, favorite place.
I live for the comments more than I live for the damn post. But this person said, National Guard about to enter the chat soon. Somebody says, so ignorant, bring back the whoopings with the belts. Listen.
For real, I can say that sometimes.
Now, one thing this person commented, he said, this ain't it, not at all. And the kids have no clue how the activity impacts a larger community and perception of Black men in our country.
True shit.
So this is the video that they use to justify stand your ground laws and open carry laws across the country.
They use that.
So you have these kids that just... Now, one thing... I don't know what provoked them to do this anyways. Like, why? You know what I'm saying?
My parents be like, I wish you would do some hooligan stuff.
Yeah, it's like, that was like so beyond bullying. It was like targeting. And so you think like they're not going to look at these situations, especially in a place like Chicago,
Lord,
and any up on the police and any up right. on the aggression that, you know, they're going to have more cop cars out there, more squad,
right? Like
patrol handling the streets.
And more messed up situations.
Yes, because now this has created a target for kids that don't even...
That's what I'm saying. That don't they're even not even act doing like nothing. That.
Yes, you know? But it's because of what we look like, they're going to assume that everybody's up to something.
They're out here and so, with the shenanigans.
Yeah, it creates an unwanted suspicion. And so like at that point, It makes me feel like, okay, is it the area? I mean, I see a lot of places that have crime, and it's always the same places. Now, well, particular
fair,
crime.
That's fair. I mean, isn't that like not to be judgmental, Chicago? But aren't they kind of lit out there?
And it's known. You know, rappers from Chicago talk about all of the shootings and the things that they do and, you know, how active they get, you know.
Hell,
somebody said in the video, it was a comment literally on the video somewhere they posted it. It says, yay, we got active. They literally they're like, yeah, we got sturdy on her where we was able to go ahead and, you know, two-step on her. Like, that's exciting to them. That like they were like actually proud to say.
But like, what was the point? Was it like trying to be like this whole like gotta get them white people?
I wish that it was more to the video,
right?
But they really didn't. Yeah, they didn't include much. But like I said, like some stuff you don't even have to have. You won't have an opportunity to explain.
I mean,
at this point, they're just gonna look at it like people are gonna look at it like, oh,
they're gonna spin the narrative. I mean, because they're not gonna sit down with one of those guys and let them explain themselves. You know what I mean? Like,
and honestly, looking at the video, I don't think it's much to spend.
Right.
I mean, look at it. It's not even like a one-on-one fight. Like, it's literally a gang of black teenagers.
And it wasn't just
boys. It was females. So here you have this one lady that's getting beat. And for what reason, we don't know. But at that point, they're not going to look at it and say, well, we need to know what happened. They're just going to start taking action. And that's the part that I can't.
Because it's like, not everybody's like that. But yeah. I guess they'll say the argument of, but you guys think all cops are like this. But that's why I did that disclaimer of, I know all aren't the same. But we need to start being like those type of people to understand. We can't paint everybody with one brush. Eat them too. We can't paint everybody with one brush.
Yeah, and we can't. But are they wrong for...
No.
Feeling like that when things like this happen.
It's true. And that's the beautiful part of you having empathy, is that you're understanding, you're stepping out of your shoes, you're stepping into theirs, and it's like, you get it, you know? It's like, even though whatever repercussions come out, and I hate to say it, and I hate to bring it into like a party thing, but you know, Republicans are going to spin this.
Like, oh, yeah.
They are going to... See what Joe Biden is doing under his administration. He's allowing, right. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm sure you wanted to get back in office. Like, oh my gosh. Look at the mayor in Chicago.
But look at it. Look at it. This is up to the community. Here we have parents, and I'm not saying the parents went just completely wrong, but if this many kids thought that it was okay to do this, something's happening that's very wrong in this community. You know,
I see what you're saying, because like, you and I would not be doing that shit.
Exactly. You know, so now it narrows down to specific areas, specific communities, a group of like the age range of these kids. Like, so now it's like there is no other choice but to go ahead and now handle it. There is no other where we can look into how, okay, and this is, oh, this might be, oh, this.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Boom. They have to take, and can we blame them? No, because we as a people, we're over here allowing, we're raising our kids to, to have no respect, to act a fool outside, to think that they are okay, to think that they are even immune to going and beating a white lady. Come on, it's now. That's so stupid. Why would you even think that that was okay? To beat anybody is so bad, but to then go and do, like, you know, like, them kids about to be, like, scouted. I wouldn't be surprised if they made sure they found all of those kids. Because,
I mean, as they should. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's assault. They should.
Yeah.
That's assault.
That's crazy.
So, you know, I hope that the lady was okay. The way that they beat her, it was pretty vicious. Like I said, we'll, you know, put that video out there.
I have a quick question. I haven't seen the video, but so I was on Twitter and I saw a snapshot of this white lady. She looked like she was getting her butt handed to her. I don't know if this is the same woman. I'm going to see later, but somebody was saying something about, this is what she gets for saying the N word. Let's just say if that's what it was for, I'm not sure. I want to go back and, you know, I'll put in the notes or whatever and correct myself. Let's just say if it was something like that, do you still think it was warranted? I mean, said it was warranted, but I'm just saying, would you think it was warranted?
I still don't feel like that's a valid reason to go that far. True. Because you have so many people, like, now at least it was so many kids at that point that even if she was like, I mean, just spewing the word, like, you know,
right,
it's like some of them had to understand we all can't partake in giving her the consequence, the street, like, lesson.
Why did nobody, you know,
like,
point.
Why did all of them have to partake? If she was going to get her ass beat by just one, she just would have got her ass beat by just one. And then it would have been, you know, but the fact that all of them went ahead and it looks like a brawl, it just looks
like you had to deliver justice.
Yes. And it's like, that's what looks inhumane. And that's why they paint us as animals, thugs, you know, all types of things, because I mean, somebody could have sought out. There's been plenty of videos that we've seen where, you know, you have an older white man in the store, you know, next to a black man, and he slips up, or he, you know, even gets bold enough to say stuff that he know damn well he might get his ass handed, but he does it anyway, and he still gets his ass handed to him. And it's like, we see that it's just a one-on-one fight, you know?
Right.
You know, but it's like the fact that all y'all ganged up on this lady, it makes it completely different now. So, I mean, that's just like with the video. Remember the girl back last year sometime, she was in the school, and the girl, because she was like a dorm like monitor, somebody that, you know, watches the dorm, and the white student came in and she was drunk and she was just and at that point I could see
because she was like, her, you get what I mean, so that's right, it's different though,
and she was in her. Right, but even if she just said that word, I could still see because of the
lack of, like, behind it.
Yes, like she was just like, and she did not have no care in the world. She wanted,
but she handled it with such grace.
Yeah,
she handled it with such grace.
But even in that situation, I could see where she could have got, you know,
a little out of character.
Yeah, a little out of character, and just started to defend herself physically, because you never know what that might come with. You know, she might have been saying and then boom. She was wanting to hit her and do all types of stuff.
She did.
Yeah.
So the beautiful thing is she would just interlock just so that she wouldn't hit her. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. The self-control that she showed, seriously.
But again, if we have one person that could show so much self-control, why did this whole group have to do this?
Right.
That's the point. Like, it's just It was unnecessary.
I won't make the kid excuse. I'll shut up about the frontal lobe, but it's true.
Yeah,
it was uncalled for. They should have had.
And I know they would have knew better. They knew.
Yeah,
they
it's true. Better. It's true because like we weren't going around doing no dumb shit like that. I knew if I did some dumb stuff like that, my parents would really literally whoop my tail as they should. Mm-hmm. Both of them. They're not playing them games.
Yeah.
My mom would have been like, I'm going to whoop your ass now. And then when your dad come, he's going to whoop your ass.
Exactly.
Straight up.
And we know, but see, that was the fear that we had in our, true. You know, in our bodies that we knew, like, if I fuck up, I'm going to get it. So, you know, like, they don't have that. They're feeling invincible. They feel like they can do whatever.
Or even, the respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like even like my dad didn't always have to whoop my butt. Sometimes he would literally just hit me because I was a daddy's girl. He would hit me with the, I'm very disappointed in you. You did. I was like,
you're right.
I would have actually. Like that was the worst thing I ever heard. Like, Dad, why?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was definitely a thing for me. Hearing the I don't trust you, or I'm disappointed. You let me down. Like that's like crushing. Yeah, yeah. Like your whole world is like, damn.
You ain't even got to tell me. I'm going down. To my room.
Right. So, but that's not there. That's not there for these ones, you know. And I think like it starts at a very young age. But what I think has happened, the parents. And typically these are so you see the kids that are in their teens now. So pretty much the parents were born in maybe the 80s.
Yeah, 80s. There you go. Yeah,
90s. Young kids themselves that had kids.
Right.
You know?
Right. Teen they're either teens. Older millennials or we're from our generation, our parents' exactly. generation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So then it looks like, okay, well, maybe they didn't teach these kids enough because they didn't know enough to teach them. I mean, a lot of the pregnancies, the teen pregnancies were booming the 90s.
True, they were young. Yeah. They didn't know what to do. Do you ever think it could have possibly been something where almost kind of like a generational curse kind of thing, breaking it? Like, because I feel like this is sometimes a thing too, because I even think that like our generation kind of drops the ball with their kids too. They're not as strict as we were, as our parents were. Because I just feel like there's such a... And I get it. I love it that we're trying to break generational curses, but there are some things I think, like, you know what I mean? That we can still
to be.
Apply to us. Yeah. We're just kind of like, we want to just toss all that. We didn't like, you know, the beating, there's ways around it, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I get it, but you don't need to take everything off the table because don't you kind of like how you ended up? You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you might've had traumas that came with it or whatever, but for the most part at your core, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't you...
Well, I think what the newer, like I can speak for myself for sure, like where we're here having, you know, kids, if we're like, we have the young kids, you know, so they're babies, you know, or probably under 10. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're trying to instill the respect behind just respect versus being respectful out of fear. That's where we were.
That's where we were.
We feared our parents. Very so that's true. Why we respected them.
True.
And I don't want that to that to be the trend of why my kid respects
me. Yeah. I feel
So, you know, if it takes like less beatings but more talks about, okay, well, how do you feel? Why do you feel this way? Well, you understand why I disciplined you this way? You understand why you couldn't do this? You know, to really have a conversation so that they could understand it. Because really, we got beatings and we just knew we shouldn't do this because we will get a beating.
Right. We didn't really, you know, so, it wasn't applied to anything more. True.
Like, and maybe the conversation came after, but it still was the initial trauma of, you did this, that was wrong, now you're about to get your ass beat.
Right.
Versus, you know what? You're being taught. You're actually learning because you're growing here. So we need to actually discuss why this is wrong. You know why this is wrong. And these are the consequences that come from you doing this. And so I think one of the things is if we look at, okay, if a child runs out into the street, the consequence is not going to be, oh, you run out of the street, I'm going to beat your ass. Consequences, you might get hit.
Very true.
Face the reality of the situation versus just telling them, oh, well, I don't want you to get, you know, I don't want you to go on the street. And if you do, I'm going to beat you.
Cause, yeah, because I'll find out you're going to get in trouble. I see what you're saying. Right.
Because it's like, well, what is that telling them? They don't understand the real reason why they shouldn't go. So then it's like, let's talk about the realistic parts of why we instill these rules in the first place. And then maybe the kid will understand. Then you have more obedient kids that will say, you know what, I'm not going to do this because this is really
hit by no daggone car. Right.
Exactly. You know, I told my, like my daughter, I'm very, very straightforward with a lot of things. You know, I don't do too much like she's grown, but I talk to her.
That's what I like the way you talk to her. You do talk to her like she's a person with a brain. You get what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, I like that.
Like, yeah, she's a kid, but you know, and I filter. But at the end of the day, she still understands. Right. So, you know, she knows. Like,
she's smart.
You know, she go in the street. Guess what? And the prime example was one time a squirrel was running in the street, and sadly, that squirrel was running in zigzag. So he got hit. Dang. And she said, "Oh my gosh! Like, what happened?" Because I, you know, boom, boom. The tires rolled over. We all felt it. And I was like, oh, man. And she was like, what happened? And I was like, dang.
I got to explain this. And
she was like, did you kill the squirrel? And I said, yeah, I'm sorry. But, you know, he was running in and out of the street. And I tried to, you know, move around him. But, you know, and I said, but that's what happens, you know. And that was a lesson for her. She understood that squirrel was in the street. And, yeah. He noticed the car was coming, so he started panicking, running around. But at the end of the day, you right there, sometimes you can't avoid it. Now you hit with the consequence of being hit and possibly something detrimental happening. Right. So
could be fatal.
She knew.
The squirrels.
Yeah. And thank God she's like, oh, you know, she has a heart where she's like, I think I talked about this before. Like, she's like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. The squirrel, you know, the mommy's going to come and, you know, come get them. But, you know, But she knew also that, you know what, I know I'm not going to go on that street because I don't want that to happen to me, you know? And it's so many things that I feel like if our generation, you know, took the time to communicate more versus, well, not even just our generation. I think that our parents.
Right.
If they took the time to communicate more to us about why they didn't want us to do certain things so we could understand, then it wouldn't have been so traumatic.
To undo. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah. Now, after a while, because you do have some unruly kids that are just like, you know what? I'm going to just defy all the odds. So they, you know, yeah, sometimes you might just have to get a good sturdy, you know.
Because, yeah, there's some kids that are more hard-headed than others.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have to bring it back.
Yeah, and I'm learning that myself. I have my son. He's very, like, he tests the limit. And the limit could already be done. And he's still he's going strong.
Okay, yeah.
So while my daughter is more like, oh, I ain't trying to play them games, he's like, let me play. He's like on the Hunger Games, like, I volunteer.
Like, let me try it.
Yes. So, you know, I might have to switch it up for him. Right. But I was still at least
every kid
try.
Needs something different. Right.
Yeah. You know, but I'm going to try all. And that's the thing. You know, you don't know unless you try. And so now with this new generation, like I said, the teens, I just feel like there was a lack of understanding, you know, like how to guide the kids, you know, and I think that happened because of so many teen pregnancies.
So, trying to be their friend, probably. A lot of them probably try to be their friend.
Yeah. So, you know, I hope that we start to get better. And I think that it is getting a little better I just hope that our generation that are raising the younger kids now doesn't do too much of the talking. Like, you still have to instill some type of, you know,
you have to follow up.
So at least if it could be a mixture, you know, don't completely take out the ass whoopings, but don't just, you know,
rely on it.
Yeah, you know, it has to be like a good balance. So I hope that is something that, you know, occurs. We don't want a whole bunch of kids that are like, you know, running around here like, I ain't getting no ass whooping, and I ain't got, you know, and they just like don't have no fear for nothing, you know.
Yeah, that's scary. A person ain't got fear for nothing is kind of wild.
Yeah,
you know, that's a scary thing too, though. Like, what?
Yeah, I just I hope for better days. Now, one thing, So this is a pretty good, I think it just ties into, you know, kind of wrapping up everything that we spoke about today. But one thing I read, this is the world's first smart gun. So it finally hit the market, complete with a life-saving fingerprint unlocking system that prevents unauthorized people, such as kids or criminals, firing it. I believe that that is the smartest invention that they've ever come out with.
I love that. And I hope it becomes like a requirement.
Yes. Yep. Because also now, I mean, it could be a good and bad thing because you can get anybody. Anybody that could afford it, you know, will have this gun. But I hope that they would eventually, especially with so much that's going on, if they can make the gun's fingerprint activated, then but also follow up with, okay, well, in order to even be able to get this gun, it has to be some type of, you know, evaluation behind it for you to be able to obtain it.
Exactly.
So hopefully, I mean, you know, there's always going to be the old fashioned guns that just don't. But I think that if they come out with more guns like this that are more modern, and then also have the backing of, okay, well, we have to get people evaluated just to be able to use them. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more control behind it. Right. Now you don't have an opportunity where even if somebody gets access to the gun that they can use it, you know?
Right.
And then if the person does has access to it and it is their gun, they're qualified to use it.
Right.
We know that they're not going to be a danger to society. So, you know, I would hope that that's something that comes out where it's like, this is more of a thing versus the old guns that you could just lock it and load it, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, I agree. When I saw this, I was definitely mystified by it. Being someone that got my, you know, I got my HQL license because here in Maryland, you have to make sure you get a HQL license, which allows you to, you know, purchase your guns. Because if you walk into a gun store, you're not going to be able to walk out with it. They're going to ask you for that license in order for you to leave with that gun. But there isn't much an evaluation there from what it seemed like. I just remember,
you just went in and was like, you know what?
I saw a message from my mom, but I just, you know, you go in, you do the fingerprints and all that. And then, you know, of course you can't be like, you know, you can't have a felony or whatever, but I don't know if there's much of a deep psychological, I think that I agree with you. They should. And I think that's what they're battling with. But
yeah,
you know, like I do know that like, if you have a medical marijuana card, you're not allowed to get that license. That's something some people don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's one regulation that they have, which, okay, I guess. So you have
I don't really get that, but
I guess they're going to try. I guess the way I tried to wiggle it was a lot of times, if you think about it, to get a medical marijuana card, it has to be something that you're going through. Usually, like, you got to prove something, but it may not always be a psychology thing. It can be anxiety. It could be those kind of things, but you don't know. It could even just be you used to have cancer. And that's kind of effed up because you're basically telling me because I had cancer and I need to smoke this. You know, I have a medical marijuana card.
But I also can't have protection.
But I can't protect myself as well.
Right. Yeah. That is. Yeah.
You know, so it's just kind of like you got to pick. But for me, it was very important to know to be able to protect myself. I want to know that more than anything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, shit, I was like, F it. But, you know, I do think there should be a psychological thing. But that's why I don't like the parties arguing about it, because it's like, it seems like the Republican side, like, I don't know, it seems to me they just kind of go to extremes. They want to take it to where, and I guess it's propaganda, but they want to always say that it's like, they don't want you to have your guns. Democrats don't want you to have guns. No, nobody's saying that. They're just saying you don't need to have those rifles. And it's true. The average person does not need to have those rifles. Those rifles are set up to take out so many people at once. What do you have that for? And I guess the hunters will be like, oh, I needed to shoot my deer. But it's just like, come on. Like, for the safety, wouldn't you rather? I get it. You like to hunt, but wouldn't you rather? And I'm sure there could be a way around that. You know what I mean? If you pass the psychological evaluation.
Yeah, because I honestly think that, I mean, we just don't want cuckoos having guns. Okay. So that's really the point. That's like, and if they can come up, I mean, they've. Listen.
And if you're not cool, what you worried about? You feel me? Like, what you worried about?
Because all this money can't even invest in something that really matters. Like, okay, let's put money out there to invest in the technology where we can any place that sells guns, okay, for you to get a license or anything like that to carry, you have to have some type of psychological evaluation, right? Something where, like, just like how they have a lie detector test, where it, you know, true, it will pick up on, you know, or, you know, it would trip up the thing,
like, even for those top security, like, clearances when they ask you to do that. Yeah, in exactly. order to get that, you're gonna have to go through a, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Like, as much money is out there floating for all these things, you know, that should be invested in the safety of our country. Yeah, you know, knowing that we're able to secure people and have protection, right, but it's in the right hands. So
we shouldn't be out here fighting in the mall because somebody came in with a gun. Like, I mean, look, I want to say to the people, the regular people who have been fighting those, because if you notice recently, people have been fighting them, like, not today, Satan.
Ooh, like today. Oh, like the people that want to steal, right?
No, like, well, I don't know, but, like, you know those situations, like, remember, there was a veteran, I think there was a mass shooter that was trying to, and he took him out by himself. He you know, wrestling with him over the AR, and he got it out of his grasp. A lot of more people would have died. I forgot what situation that was. There's so many. But now you're seeing more regular people like, nah, not today. We gonna fight today.
Yeah. Nah, that's crazy. Yeah. We're getting tired of the result of, like, okay, pretty much anybody can come in and just shoot up everything, and we just put it on the news, say how sad it is, and then keep it.
Yeah.
That's just horrible.
You don't want to be another face on the news. So I'm not gonna lie, God forbid, in a situation like, I'm a fight, because for what? Sitting there
and die versus fighting for my life.
You gotta fight.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love that. At least in those situations, I hate that people have to come together, but I love that at least in those situations, Americans do decide to put aside their differences, come together. And, you know, but we shouldn't have to be put in those situations. So just make better laws. And you know, I wish that they stop doing that stupid politicking, because to me, it's kind of sick. You know, the Republicans want to be funny and be like, they don't want you to have your guns. Nobody said that. It's just regulations. That's all they're saying.
But they have to.
Why do they incite everything?
Yes, like, everything. Like, you know, nobody said that we don't want to have guns. Come on now. So that just doesn't even make sense now that you said that. Like, come on now. It's the fact that we don't want cuckoos running around shooting up stores and schools and, you know what I'm saying, innocent lives taken. That's all. But they, you know, they gotta find some reason to promote. Okay, well, this party is against, and we need to promote. No,
they don't care about you, and it's like you're playing with people's lives. You know.
Excuse me. I don't know. I think that eventually, because I heard someone new is running for presidency, so that's gonna be interesting to see.
To see the candidates.
Yeah, like what he may bring to the table, and it looks like. He might be a little. I know he's younger than Biden for sure.
Please, but
I think that he might bring some stuff, and I think he might be a Democrat. So, because from my understanding, I think there's a lot of Republicans, or at least it's more than the Democrats that are.
Yeah, because I think there's that one woman we talked about, and I guess there's a man now. But yeah, I think DeSantis might be running. I'm not sure. They say Mike Pence might. I don't know. I don't know if that's just rumor, but they say he's gonna have a hard. I don't know. I don't think he's, we'll see. Because I think that was a very slick move he tried towards the end, trying to disassociate.
Oh, right.
I think that was a political move.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think that he played his part when Trump was in office, but he knew the way that he was running.
Wasn't right.
Yeah, so he knew how to promote himself and get him up there.
Like, if you want to stick, but I ain't even with you. I don't want him. I'm not about to stick with you because you're doing too much.
Yeah, especially I think that he made a good move with, you know, siding, saying, you know, on the January 6th that shit wasn't right, and he knew how to sway the eyes of the country. So
he got my respect when he did that. I ain't gonna lie, he did. He got my respect because I really thought he was gonna stick, but after I think what probably messed his head up is how quick Trump was willing to turn on him. Like, that was such disloyalty. Like, when people were talking about kill Mike Pence, and he's like, dang, you really gonna be okay with this?
Like, damn. Like, oh, nah. Like, I was with you, but not no more.
Dang, so you coming from my head now? Like, he probably couldn't even believe where it got to. Like, and I think if you're really a patriotic person, and that's why I tell people, like, I'm willing to vote for a Republican if he's really looking out for the good of the country.
Right.
I don't really get tied up into really who I would vote. It's just really who I feel will speak to. Who's the
best candidate?
Right. Yeah. The only thing that really bothers me about someone, I would like, I don't know if there's such thing, but more of like a progressive Republican that is kind of like a hybrid, because I think what makes me very, that would be lovely, because I think what makes me very uncomfortable is like their whole abortion stuff. I just don't like traditional ways.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I just have a feeling like if we let Republicans stay in office forever and ever, it's going to be a handmaid's tale, like for sure.
For real. Yeah, because they do too much.
Yeah, it's too much of this traditional, like Florida with that whole new rule about, okay, well, if even if you were raped or incest, you have to have proof. Wild. What kind of proof do you need?
How am I gonna, unless
how do you prove that?
The day after, I'm going through all my pain and trauma the day after I get raped, the first, guess what? Like, how would I know? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I'm pregnant. I mean, I guess you can assume like, well, hey, I got raped. Well, I don't know, but that's just too much to deal with.
Yeah.
On an emotional level, that's torture.
And I think that there's an agenda behind that. They want it to be okay for people to be raped or incest to keep going. They want
it kinda
that.
Makes you wonder. Kind of makes you
wonder. Yeah. So that, I mean, I would hope that sounds like a dream to have, you know, someone of a, like a hybrid cross between Democratic and Republican for sure.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I just can't, because honestly, because sometimes the Democrats be doing too much. Well, it's the liberals for me. I'm like, all right, what you're saying is unrealistic.
Like, yeah. Like,
it's like, you get to this, you get it. You know what I mean? They just want to give everything out for free. And I'm like, we're going to pay.
Like, calm down.
Yeah. It's like, you're being a little bit unrealistic.
But hopefully with our generation, you know, just as much as we want to step into the classrooms and we want to step there, you know, we want to do so much. Hopefully we have somebody that's willing. Because, I mean, who knew that Obama would step up? You know, and be
true.
We would ever get a first Black president. You know that what I'm saying?
Amazing.
So that was honestly, that was a really like, and I was young at that time. I think it was still in high school, but that was a shock. Yeah. I wasn't even expecting it.
That was so empowering. It was so beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that that's going to be, you know, like a continued thing. We're not going to just have one and then never again.
Right.
You know?
Right,
like, let's get it back.
Right. Like, I want that to be like the norm of you can. You know, be Black and pop. You know what I mean? Like, it happens a
or
few
any
times.
Race, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Asian.
I'm even, rooting for Hispanics and all that. I want it all. I want women, to be quite frank. I just
exactly.
want all. The people that haven't had kids before, as long as you're decent and you're really a patriotic person, I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we got political real quick.
Yep. We did.
But we need to, I think that's important, you know, to remain in the loop of what's going on in our state, state and country.
Oh yeah, for
because there's so many things that changes within just each state alone,
true.
Let alone the whole country. So we definitely all need to know what's happening. But you know, you guys, after seeing these clips and you know, seeing the stories about what we talked about, you feel, you know, have some opinions. Let us know. We're gonna, please, you know, add these, post them to the page, and get some insight on how you guys feel. What's going on with the new generation? What can we improve? What can the new parents, you know, of the new, I don't even know what are the new kids now considered? What are these babies considered? The pandemic babies.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
I was
looking at something briefly. They might be the alpha generation.
Oh,
that's a boss stuff. I would love to be cool ass name. We got letters and shit,
right? X, G, Z, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but them pandemic ones. Now that, I'm not even gonna lie, the ones before the pandemic is a completely different. But after, it was something in the air that they sniffed up in the womb, and now they just are coming out. I mean, a different way.
There you go.
But
what the heck?
We're going to see.
I can't wait to see. I love seeing how the different generations are. So I can't wait to see how all this progresses.
Yeah. But yes, until next time, guys.
Yes, we're going to wrap it up.
Yes.
We out.
All right. Bye.
Bye.